أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإذا جاءت الطامة الكبرى. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained all the clear signs of Allah's great Qudrat, and in that are the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala also. And we normally use the ni'mats of Allah, but we don't see the Qudrat of Allah. And that is required primarily if Allah wants to show His Qudrat. And here Allah explained His great ni'mats on mankind, in which are His Qudrat also, and for man to realize that Qudrat of Allah, that to bring man back to life again after death is not difficult at all whatsoever, and definitely that will take place. After explaining all that, and still people don't believe in the Akhirat, then Allah says now, then when suddenly that day of Qiyamah will appear, and it will appear more closer than the blink of an eye also. In other words, the world will be carrying on so much, technology will have reached such a level, and like today, people who are engaged on their phones, they don't even know what is around them. So much they are engaged and absorbed in that phone that they don't know. Like that, when the time of Qiyamah will come, people will be so much engaged in all the material things, and materialism and technology will have reached such a level that people will become completely oblivious of the Akhirat, then suddenly Qiyamah will come upon them. And that day, yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, when the day will come, فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ الطَّامَّةُ الْكُبْرَى پھر جب آئے وہ بڑا ہنگامہ, when that crushing day will come, that will crush everything to smotherings. And it will be a day, a terrifying day, when people will not remain in their senses, when that day will come. Allah has warned us of this over and over. At this stage, Mufassireen in Ma'ariful Qur'an, they go to quite a very, very great lengths to explain the reality of that day. And we as Muslims, we do believe in it, but it is also, we need that complete conviction in that. One is to have the knowledge of the day of Qiyamah. A person knows, then he accepts it, he believes in that. But then that convincing belief, so much so that whatever he does in this world, that what will I answer on the day of Qiyamah? What will happen to me on that day of Qiyamah? Whether it is a time of a sickness and a person is in difficulties, at that time what does he do? Does he see it just to his immediate need of that time? Or does he consider the day of Qiyamah? And at any time, a time of joy and happiness, a person, does he just look at the joy of himself, of his children? He just wants to save his own skin on different occasions? Or does he think of the day of Qiyamah? This must be such an aqidah, such a belief, that it is predominant in a person's life. There are three very basic beliefs. Afterwards, there are the other common seven that we read in Iman-e-Mufassal, and there are much more also. Iman on Allah Ta'ala, that Allah be in front of us all the time. Iman on Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the finality of the prophethood of the Risalat of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then in the day of Qiyamah, the Akhirat, to have Iman on that. There, in many places it has come to have Iman on Allah in the day of Akhirah. The Akhirah, a person must have Iman. So to understand this and to gauge ourselves, it is very important to know where we stand. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave a very, very effective and easy way to understand this. And he says people usually understand this with food matters, and then they understand it very quickly. Otherwise, how it is explained in the classroom, this matter of ilmul yaqeen, to have the knowledge of yaqeen. Then aynul yaqeen, that a person sees that yaqeen. And then haqqul yaqeen, that a person is completely convinced of that yaqeen. After great philosophical discussion and in the classroom that takes place, still it is not easy to understand. But Hazrat says, if you give a food example, it is very quick, everyone understands. And that example is, that a person, for example, heard that shami kebabs are very, very tasty and they are greatly enjoyable. So now he's got the knowledge that shami kebabs or anything else, biryani, whatever, it's very, very tasty. He's got that knowledge. Now one day he sees people eating that and how they're engrossed in their eating, how we get engrossed in our cell phones and we are just messaging and receiving messages all the time. How they are engrossed in their eating, they're not looking to the right, to the left, they're not considering anything. So he sees that. So now he's more convinced that the shami kebabs are really very delicious. And when the time comes that one shami kebab is in his mouth, then he himself is so convinced now. Like that, we have to have that conviction on the day of Qiyamah. On Allah also, His Rasul also, and the day of Qiyamah, and all the other requisites of Iman, that we have the knowledge of it. We have to check ourselves, is my Iman only to the level of the knowledge that I have got in it? And then secondly, that I accept it, I believe it, or is it that the conviction that it controls my life in this world? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuously prepared the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum on these lines. And whatever they did, Qiyamah was more important to them, the Akhirat, than this dunya. Whether the wife told them to do something, to become an Amir of a place, or the wife encouraged them, as so and so is acquiring wealth, you also acquire, immediately they will say, I'm worried of the day of Qiyamah. I have to cross a valley which will be very, very difficult and hard for me. So all this they were convinced. And the adab in Jahannam, the Quran Sharif from the beginning to the end, in how many ayats it speaks, and the great enjoyments of Jannah. Today we look at the enjoyments of this dunya. Many times we make a joke, even na'uzubillah, about the adab of Akhirah, or about the enjoyments of Jannah, and we feel this dunya is everything. And whoever can make money here and set himself up, he is a wise man. And he has done something in life. Whereas really in the Quran Sharif, from the beginning to the end, we are taught that a person who prepares for Akhirah and who will be successful there, that is a real successful person. So this is something that we all have to consider very greatly. Once maut will come, it will be too late. Now is the time to build this yaqeen and to build this iman and to make our lives also accordingly. And so every person must endeavor in this way, and we are very, very fortunate that Allah Ta'ala, out of His great kindness, has left the doors of Tawbah open. Until a person doesn't come in the throes of death, that now he the Sakarat, till then his Tawbah is accepted. Till Qiyamah doesn't come, his Tawbah is accepted. So whatever we have erred, made mistakes, we should make Tawbah, and then we try and bring this convincing Iman within us. Whether it is, we go out in Jamaat and we bring this Iman. Whether it is, we make Ta'alluq with a share and we bring this Iman in us. Or in whichever way, in such an environment we stay, that where the concern is of Akhirat all the time. Not of this dunya, not of joking and laughing. Today we are more engaged in all these things. We are in our business, we have prize, we have social gatherings, hardly we talk of Akhirat. And even when we are in Dini and we come to the masjid, perhaps we are talking of dunya. We go from the masjid, we are talking of dunya. So we have to have that environment where Deen and Akhirat is spoken, then inshallah this reality will come. May Allah bless us with this true reality, which is that change thing that changes the life of a person completely.